Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Tennessee defensive back, of course, from right here in the mid-state, from Independence, Rashawn Golden. Rashawn, what's going on this morning?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
We're doing fine. You know, it hasn't been that long since I was calling some of your high school games. And, man, time goes fast, doesn't it?
It does, man. It flies by, but, you know, I'm glad to be in the position I'm in right now.
Why is Carolina a good spot for you?
You know, like you said, you know, calling my high school games, I was a safety. I really see that as my niche and my number one position. And, you know, I just can't wait to dive into the playbook and compete at that safety position.
What was the draft process like for you, and how did you react when you got the news and knew where you're finally headed?
Well, the draft process was very long. I mean, it's kind of a three-month gauntlet, but it's kind of not any lag time in between. It's a bunch of work. I was training in Boca Raton, XPE, you know, getting ready for the combine. And then right after that, you get done and get ready for pro day. And then you have a little bit before the draft. And so that whole process is very long and taxing mentally and physically. But, you know, just to have all your hard work pay off when it comes to draft day, it's pretty amazing. And I was at home. When I received the call, I saw the 704 area code pop on my phone, and, you know, I just immediately knew that it was Carolina, but at the same time, I was just so stuck in that moment. It was kind of a surreal feeling to get that call, for sure.
Rashawn, man, first and foremost, man, congratulations, man. I'm sure it was a lifelong dream like most kids, but take us back all the way when you were getting recruited, you know, from high school and looking at that you went to Tennessee, what would you, you know, looking back, what would you give advice for some kids that are also making those kind of decisions on where to go to school? What's some of the things that were important to you when you made that decision?
Yeah, I appreciate it, Blaine. You know, back, you know, going to my recruiting path in high school, you know, the thing I really looked at was, you know, just overall camaraderie with the guys, the class that I'm coming in with. We had a pretty nice 2014 class. Obviously, that kind of didn't play out the way we expected it to. But I would definitely say go in with guys that are competitors and on the same mission as you. And also, you know, just go into a situation if you're blessed enough to have that. Just go into a situation with fans that, you know, support the team really well, and also having a really good coaching staff that has a mission in place for the squad.
Well, naturally, there was a huge debate, man, when you guys played Alabama and you gave the old Mr. late great Bud Adams double bird to the Bama fans. Were you asked that question a lot going through the NFL process and them asking you that, or did they even ask about that and not even know about it? And I know you apologized about it immediately after the game and you move forward, but was that question a point of topic when you're doing your NFL process?
Yeah, it was. And, you know, fortunately, you know, I was able to land on the Carolina Panthers squad. You know, seeing that team past that incident happening, you know, they trusted my character through my interviews with them, and they saw that, you know, I'm a very passionate guy on the field and a very genuine guy off the field. So, you know, I'm just blessed to be in the position that I'm in, and I can't wait to go to Carolina and contribute and have that behind me.
Well, speaking of Carolina, man, now you're with another local kid, Corn Elder. How exciting is that? I don't know. I'm pretty sure you guys knew each other, but, man, I mean, that makes you feel pretty comfortable too, right?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely comfortable, you know, going to Carolina and seeing a guy up there repping the same city as me. You know, Corn is he's a heck of a competitor. You know, we clashed a few times, you know, peewee ball and even in high school, Burnwood Academy versus Hensworth. And, you know, one thing I can tell you about him, man, is he just has that dog mentality to him. And, you know, I know him and me in the same secondary, that's only going to complement the whole team.
Rashawn, how did you overcome not having a great combine, and how much pressure did that put on you for your pro day?
Really, it didn't put too much pressure on me pro day-wise because, you know, all I was doing is worrying about being in my own zone, worrying about how I can improve in any way I can possible. But, you know, I've always been taught, and my dad has always told me, just to put my resume on film. And, you know, every step of the way through high school, through college, I just try to put my resume on film. And, you know, sometimes film is more of a say over, you know, these combine numbers, when what you're actually doing on the field, your play speed, how you're attacking the ball, how your angles are, and different things like that. So I really think, you know, how I overcame, you know, my combine numbers was my film and just how my production was on the tape.
Speaking of former Vol and Independent star Rashawn Golden, headed to the Carolina Panthers, third round of the draft. Rashawn, you're kind of an alpha dog, a leader out there. How excited are you to play on the same defense as Luke Kuechly?
Yeah, I'm very excited, man. He's a really good guy. He reached out to me a few days ago and saying he can't wait to get to work. And, you know, I said the same thing. But, man, we have a lot of veterans in on our defense. You know, I just can't wait to get up there and you know, pick their brains and also contribute at the same time and show them, you know, that I deserve to be on the same field as them.
You were really excited to get a chance to play for Bob Shoup at Tennessee. Why didn't it work there? Was it the injuries? Was it the scheme? What was it?
You know, anytime you're faced with a great deal of injuries the way that we were plagued with it, I mean, that's pretty tough. You know, all excuses aside, I feel like the year that we had, you know, Derek and Alvin and Dobbs all healthy, I feel like that was our best opportunity to make our push into, you know, possibly the national championship. But things really didn't go our way, you know, just losing to Vanderbilt and also losing to South Carolina that year as well. Those were two pretty big blows, and we had, you know, the possible Sugar Bowl berth at stake with that Vanderbilt game. So, you know, we had the players. We had a lot of injuries as well. It's just when it comes to ball, man, it's all about execution. You can't really put too much on coaches. It's about, you know, executing and, putting everything you got on the field.
And also, how tough was this last season when things fell apart under Butch? What do you learn about yourself when you have to deal with all that negativity and, you know, just how the atmosphere kind of gets poisoned and pretty much knowing your coach is going to get fired?
Right, man. It was a tough year. But, you know, the way I played the game, I just love ball. And, you know, I tried to bring all the guys along with me just by the way that I played the game. And I try to play infectious and very, very tough and fast out there. So, you know, I'm one of those guys that, you know, even though things aren't going our way, I'm still going to give effort. And then that's the thing that can be seen on film. And I try to bring as much guys along with me. So, you know, just from this season as a whole, it wasn't the way that we wanted it to be, but, there was some positive that came out of that and obviously some change. So, you know, I look forward to seeing how the guys will do next season coming up under new staff.
From Independence High School and the University of Tennessee and now with the Carolina Panthers, Rashawn Golden. Congratulations again, and thanks for the time this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate you guys.